Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Aleph 5781. We are continuing our daily learning of personal growth and character development. Yesterday, we were discussing how significant, how important it is for a person to take introspection seriously, that through introspection, through hisboinenus, a person can recreate oneself. This is connecting to the concept of what creation, the world's existence, is predicated on, this genuine act of creation. And so therefore, this true introspection gives the person himself the opportunity and the ability to be mischadesh al yada, to be renewed, to be recreated by this bainanus, by this introspection. And that without introspection, with a life of chaos and noise and constant distraction, a person's unable to really be truly focused on the goals and the means towards achieving those goals each day of a person's life. And as I mentioned yesterday, what we were learning in the Alei Shor, Rabbi Shlomo Volbe, is that this requirement of introspection actually has Shnei Shlavim. Shnei Shlavim means that there are two stages. And the two stages are very simple, that a person has to delve into the subject matter being studied. And then the second stage, of course, is to apply it to a person's life. And this is what he explains in great detail. He says that introspection really has two stages. First, we have to delve into the book. We have to understand what it is that we're learning. We have to understand the statement of our chachamim, of our sages, of our great leaders. We have to understand the topic, just like when we study the Talmud. So when a person, for example, studies each of the folios, each of the pages of the Gemara, like a Daf Yomi Shir, or something that's daily, so a person has to understand what it is that we're learning. What is the Shulchan Aruch? What is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? What is the daily obligation? What are the midos? What are the attributes that a person has to know? You have to study them every single day. And at this stage, a person has to be particularly careful not to understand the subject matter as an allegory that can't be interpreted on its plain level. It has to be understood deeply. The first principle in the study of Musar, for example, is that the Torah does not contain pure allegories, that there is application, that even though it sometimes is presented in a way of stories, so you have, for example, in Sefer Bereishis, all of the stories, which we're all familiar with, the creation of the world, and Adam, and Chava, and then Avram Avinu, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all of the trials, and the tribulations, and the travails, and the travels. So of course we all understand that in the world of allegories, and the world of stories, but really there's so much pertinence, and so much great meaning, and application to our daily lives that sometimes lie beneath the surface, that a person has to dig for those treasures and understand those jewels as they are. And so therefore, the Torah does not contain pure allegories. And then the second stage is very simple, which is the knowledge that you have in stage one, says Rav Shlomo Volbe, that the second stage, that the Talmud, that the student, that the studier of Torah has to compare what they learned from the Chachamim, from Chazal, from the rabbis, from the Torah sources, or from the book, with his own situation and reality, and is to attempt to ascertain to what degree he is distant from what he has learned, and what are the factors that cause that. So if I've learned, for example, the laws of the Dinim of Shabbos, I've learned, you know, the laws of kashrus, I've learned the ideas for which I'm, you know, able to be more careful and conscientious with Shmiras HaLashem. So I know those laws. I've studied those laws. I've understood the stringencies, the application, and the merit. But sometimes what happens is that the fact that I've learned it doesn't mean that I necessarily practice it. What is the distance? What is the gap? What is the reason why the things that I learn are not things that I do, things that I apply to my life? Like we say in the blessings of the Kriya Shema every day, Lishmor Velasos, that it should be Lilmodu Lalamed Lishmor Velasos. It's not just to learn it, but it's also to apply it. So if a person, A, doesn't learn it, then of course they'll never know. If you know that Chanukah is coming and you know the various dinim, the laws, in the basic sense, okay, so you'll observe the laws in a basic sense. But if you'll understand it in a deeper sense, you'll understand it in a very more meaningful way. So there's Lilmodu Lalamed Lishmor Velasos. It's to know it. And then after you've learned it, so then you have to apply it. So if a person learns it, then it doesn't apply it. So he's missing the link, the connection, the reason why we learn. The reason why we learn is to be better, to grow, to apply these principles, these dinim, these laws to our lives. And so therefore, in every situation that we find ourselves in, so we can be uplifted, we can be spiritual. These are the factors that cause great finding of ourselves, great significance, great meaning in our lives. So we weigh the factors as to what it is that causes me not to fulfill that which I know, that which I've learned, that which I understand to be the statements of Chazal, and then I understand how to close that gap, and then to find myself in such a way. And so therefore, the study of relevant texts and introspection into their contents should help a person develop an understanding of their spiritual goals, as well as an idea of how one needs to change in order to attain them. So that's, of course, very significant in these two different levels, understanding how important this introspection is in the world of our personal growth. And with that, I wish each and every one of you a beautiful, healthy, happy, and a wonderful day.